The lesson from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled, and they realized that they had been with Jesus. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For indeed that a notable miracle has been done through them is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem. We cannot deny it. But so that it spreads no further among the people, let us severely threaten them, that from now on they speak to no man in this name." So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. We have a hymn that begins, "In Jesus' name." The traditional Norwegian table prayer begins, "I Jesu navn," in Jesus' name. And we close our prayers, "In Jesus' name." The name Jesus is on our lips as Christians because we belong to him. He is our Lord and Savior. He is true God. And he shows that by becoming human, becoming a man just like us, except without sin. He shows that he is God, that he is our Savior by his wonderful healings and miracles, through his sinless life, by suffering and dying for our sins. The name of our school, Bethany, comes from the story of Jesus visiting Mary and Martha. Our motto of "One Thing Needful" refers to the gospel of Jesus. How would we respond then if someone demanded and threatened, "Don't use the name Jesus anymore. Don't call yourselves Bethany anymore. Don't call yourselves Christians." In our text, Peter and John were threatened by the temple authorities not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. In a sense, we can see this happening today in churches where Jesus is no longer considered the only way to heaven. They have abandoned the saving truth because in the verse just before our text, Peter had said, "There is no salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." The name Jesus is our salvation. Early Christians were persecuted because they followed Jesus. A generation ago, we could not have imagined such threats and such worries in our country and in much of our world. But today is different. Christianity is ridiculed and mocked. It is seen as outdated and irrelevant to the values of the world today. But God's values are enduring and eternal, just as God's promises are enduring and eternal. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is our connection to eternal life. Can we give him up? Can we deny his name? We are his people, purchased with his own divine blood, the blood of God's Son that cleanses us from all sin. How did Peter and John respond to this command or threat not to teach in Jesus' name? They said, "We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. We have to speak about Jesus. He is our only Savior." Their faith urged them to speak when they were called upon, when they had opportunities to proclaim the Savior to those who needed to hear. Peter was a very impetuous person. He rushed into things, did things very quickly. John, it seems, was more relaxed, perhaps even seemed timid. On the night in which Jesus was betrayed, his own disciple Peter denied Jesus three times. Jesus forgave Peter and now he speaks boldly. And John, too, was one of those who fled when Jesus was arrested in Gethsemane, but now he preaches in Jesus' name. Surely there are times for us when we are too embarrassed or too timid to speak about Jesus. Maybe we even deny knowing him or being connected to him. But the Holy Spirit will give us courage to confess the name of Jesus, to give an answer when we are asked, to tell why we have hope in the midst of all our earthly troubles, how we can have certainty of heaven in the midst of human doubt and worry. Not all of us are bold to speak about our faith in every situation. Jesus forgave Peter, who denied him. He forgives us, too, when we fail to speak the truth in love. Maybe we find excuses thinking, we don't really know enough, we're not trained, we aren't holy enough. But we know Jesus, and the Holy Spirit gives us the words to say. We know the truths, the simple truths of Holy Scripture. We know what Jesus has done for our salvation, and that's what we need to say in Jesus' name to those whom God places in our lives, whether they are troubled by their sin, maybe they're angry with God, or confused, or even reject God. The Holy Spirit will use his power in the Word of God through our simple actions and our simple words. God converts the soul. We do not. The text says Peter and John were uneducated and untrained men. They simply spoke about Jesus. Jesus gave them the authority to heal the sick and to perform miracles. These signs and wonders got the people's attention, but really it directed them to hear Peter and John's preaching by the power of the Holy Spirit, because they spoke in the name of Jesus. They spoke of Jesus crucified for all people, as the sacrifice for the sin of the world, now risen from the dead and forgiving all our sins. Jesus' name is what we treasure because he is our Savior. In Jesus' name, the Holy Spirit gives us the strength to go on each day, to face challenges, to have hope and forgiveness, to share with our fellow human beings. Some people proclaim Jesus by being preachers and missionaries in a public way. Others quietly go about their proclamation of the gospel by teaching their children, by regular church attendance, through prayers, through helping their neighbor in Christian love. We are all different parts of the body of Christ, and each serve our own purpose in God's kingdom. But to all of us, God gives strength to confess and proclaim the name Jesus in our various circumstances and in our various personalities. We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard, and we have heard what Jesus has done. In Jesus' name, we speak the truth in love. We proclaim Jesus' forgiveness to ourselves, to our family and friends, in whatever appropriate opportunities God has given to us. But God does the actual preaching and converting. It is his word and his saving truth. People may threaten us, may urge and command us not to speak and teach in the name of Jesus. But we must speak of Jesus, who has forgiven us and saved us. We want this forgiveness and salvation for all people, just as God wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. May God grant to all of us this forgiveness, this comfort, this certainty of salvation, in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.